Georgia cotton farmers have the opportunity to vote on renewing the $1 bale assessment, which funds the Georgia Cotton Commission. Voting by cotton producers is taking place now through March 8th, as Georgia Cotton Commission's Richie Seaton says growers should receive a ballot for voting in the mail.
By law, the Georgia Department of Agriculture handles the referendum. They will mail out the ballots, they'll tabulate them, and once the tabulation's in, our commission board of directors will then accept the results of the referendum.
Now, the Georgia Cotton Commission is charged by law with providing programs of research, promotion, and education on behalf of Georgia cotton producers. Throughout the 50-year history of the Georgia Cotton Commission, millions of dollars have been invested in research and promotion. Seaton says every 3 years, producers vote on whether or not to continue the commission.
We certainly hope that they choose to do so. They will have 30 days to ballot from February 8th through March 8th, and we hope that everyone will vote and hopefully give us an opportunity to continue working on their behalf.
Now, much of the funds received by the commission are committed to research projects conducted by the University of Georgia regarding issues related to cotton production to provide producers with the latest information and techniques to keep their operations profitable. Now, voting by cotton producers again will take place until March the 8th. Growers should receive a ballot for voting in the mail, but if you don't, contact the Georgia Department of Agriculture at 404-586-1405. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.